child poverty is continuing to rise, and that can have a really devastating impact on the lives of children and young people. We see families making incredibly difficult decisions around giving their children a hot meal, providing them with a warm bedroom in the depths of winter, with a well-fitted and clean school uniform. And these are decisions which they constantly have to grapple with, and their incomes are being repeatedly squeezed by successive welfare reforms which are being introduced over the next 4 years, which are only making it more difficult for them to make ends meet.
I think from today, the government's changed the way that some benefits are handed out. How's that going to affect people who were previously claiming those benefits?
You're correct. The new lower level of the benefit cap is being introduced this week. This is something that was originally introduced a few years ago and is now set to be lowered even further. We're really concerned about the fact that this is only going to continue to push up levels of child poverty and push families with children into increasingly unstable housing arrangements, leaving them at risk of homelessness or destitution. And that can only really continue to have a negative impact on the lives of children and young people living in those houses.
And what can life be like for children who are living in poverty?
We know that child poverty can have a really negative effect on children and young people. We know that it leaves them feeling less optimistic about their futures, more likely to feel like a failure, and at risk of being stigmatised or bullied in school due to the fact that they don't have the same things as their peers. And that overall can leave them at risk of developing mental health problems, which can affect them now and also later in life.